When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serious, people who have slept with their boss for a promotion raise, was it worth it? I slept with a camp director and she gave me a good job as a camp counselor. I had a higher salary than all the other counselors. Would do it again in a second. Edit. This is a day camp. She wasn't all that bad looking. I didn't get a raise but it got her so far off my back because she was afraid of the consequences. She hated me before. She was terrified of me after the fact. It was beautiful. I didn't do anything for the rest of the summer. Also, it helped that I was 17 and she 32. Edit. Holy shit, thanks for the karma, guys. I do some freelance work as a reporter and actually just agreed to a sexual relationship with an editor of a local newspaper I really want to write for. He's 27 years my senior, but the taboo-ness of it is enticing and exciting. And the obvious advantages work-wise that come with it won't be too shabby either. Kinda feel just a little bit guilty about it, but hey, he's like a George Clooney in the town I live in, so why not? I slept with my boss. We were all out having drinks and were sharing a cab. She told the con driver to just drop both of us off at her place and I gladly went with it. I transferred to another department shortly thereafter because we both agreed it was weird now. Unbeknownst to me, I was giving a raise and a new title when I transferred. I always thought of it as a reward for being discreet. I had sex with her because she was a hot older woman. The raise I got later was unexpected. Yep, when I was young, she was a sub from the downtown branch. Introduced me to some terrible music. Treated me so well in bed. I guess I had it easy after that. But we served ice cream. It was already super basic. Slept with my boss. She wasn't hot but cute and I had never been with a curvy girl before. We left a company award ceremony and had a long drive back to our branch 2.5 HRS. Well, long story short, she ended up giving me roadhead and we pulled over to duck. It was fun and we continued our relationship for about 6 months. It ended when she was promoted to regional manager because she was always traveling to different branches. Never got a raise nor a new position. I got to brag to my buddies though. To sum up this thread, guys, sleep with your female bosses, get raises, or don't, you got laid. Who cares? No problems. Girls, marry your boss or change jobs. Sometimes both. When I was just 18, I had just come out of high school, and I desperately needed a job. I was able to get a job that pays $12 an hour at some guy's small business. The catch is I had to sleep with him. That money was great, but it was really awkward whenever I saw him. I needed the money though, so I would do it again. Edit. I only had to sleep with him once. Not a boss but one of my professors at my university. She was in her late 30s, 40 and I was 21, 22. It was her first year at the school and was having a rough time meeting people. She was having car troubles so I offered to help her out while I was visiting during her office hours. She offered to feed me dinner, and I was more than happy. We started drinking and ended up in bed. We had a casual relationship for most of the year until I unfortunately had to move after graduating. When finals came around, she told me not to worry about the final 15-page research paper. Hell yeah. But to be completely fair, I was a really good student with a solid A in her class before we started hooking up. Kinda relevant. I had an FWB who was the manager at a store that opened in our town. And I think that had something to do with me getting hired. No experience whatsoever. It was generally a nice experience. I got a ton of special treatment and a couple free lunches. It also didn't hurt that he was in the closet. And I'm sure he appreciated my discretion. I joke that I fired my ex-wife so I could duck her. She ducked me in the end. And half the town. I'm sad, comma. I slept with my boss. Granted, we had to file a form to claim we were in a close personal relationship first. He tried to help me get hired elsewhere so it wouldn't be such a conflict. Then he explained what being in that job for 20 years was like. The politics of it all. How everyone hates it after a few years and burns out. So I quit the job and now I'm going for a law degree. Still with him over a year later and couldn't be any happier if I tried. And I think he feels the same. Best decision of my life. I can't even fathom my life without him. He was worth all the stigma and hours changes and pay lost for taking time off to be with him. Kinda the other way around. I slept with one of the girls that worked for me. I was in a relationship at the time and this gorgeous, smart, funny girl started working for me. We really hit it off as friends and we started messaging each other, initially work related. Our messages became more personal and we began to really connect as friends. Then one night my colleague was out with her friend for dinner and invited me along for drinks. We headed to this nightclub and began to drink vodka by the bottle. Big mistake, and ended up confessing our feelings to each other. We left the club together and knew what we were doing was wrong, so decided to go separate ways home. By the time I got home, I had a missed call. I called her back, and we met in the city where we sat and talked until the early hours. She invited me to go back to hers as temperatures had really dropped. I said yes and we made our way there holding hands and talking. When I got to hers, we lay next to each other on the sofa and talked and talked and talked all night. Nothing happened. The next morning was awkward and I went back to mine feeling very confused. A couple of days later we were at a work night out and the pattern repeated as we went back to hers and talked all night. The next morning she kissed me. We slept together. And again. And again. I felt like shit for what I had done but I couldn't help but feel happy at the same time. I broke it off with my girlfriend, which was one of the most difficult things I've ever done. I now realize that I am completely in love with this girl and we are currently looking for a place to live together. Work got pretty awkward as people realized what had happened and my, now, girlfriend left for another venture. Too long didn't read, got laid. Fell in love. Work was still awkward. I slept with my boss at the time, and we secretly hid our relationship for several months. In the end, he told his superiors that we were together and it was he that ended up getting the promotion and raise. He was taken away from being my direct supervisor, so our relationship could be out in the open. We were married 4 years later. : Edit. We were in our very early 20s at the time. When I was 16, I worked at McDonald's. I ended up secretly dating 2IC and got pay raises. More breaks and could choose my hours roles, which was pretty sweet. Wasn't intentional though. I slept with him because I had been attracted to him for years. I continued to advance despite our forbidden encounters based on my quality of work. Not having slept with him. Pretty awesome. She sat on my face. And I got $3 more an hour to lifeguard the local pool. Best summer job I ever had. Edit. Fassa sitting got me a $3 raise and Reddit gold. Boom. I was the boss sleeping with my employee. She was a very mediocre employee to begin with. Raging alcoholic. Would come to work looking like hell with black eyes and wet hair. Never on time. After we started sleeping together, I think she developed the attitude that she had to start performing better at work or it would be obvious there was something going on. When she didn't get fired within a few weeks, she's a model employee. Probably far better than even I was. She received several small lateral promotions within a few months. One I was involved in and one I was not. We ended up dating for over a year while I was still her boss. Before we both left the business, we both started looking for other employment because of our relationship and found better jobs with better pay. A few years later we are still together and now living together and engaged. Boss here in education. I slept with one of my workers. Eventually it moved to a serious relationship and I helped him get a job at his dream engineering firm. Now we're planning on getting married. No regrets. Best decision of my life. I slept with my boss and ended up quitting the job before she could give me any sort of promotion. Mostly because we were moving towards having a relationship and I didn't want that power dynamic to muddy it. I had sex with my manager so I could become a full-time waitress. When I started working at my current job, I was a hostess. Eventually I was able to wait tables part-time, but still, most of my hours were for shifts as a hostess, which only paid minimum wage. I kept pestering the GM and AMS to be made a full-time waitress, but there just weren't enough shifts at the time. Eventually my GM announced that he would be leaving to open another restaurant in another state, not part of our small chain. Completely different franchise. He ended up taking me aside to tell me that he really wanted to make sure I was promoted to full-time server before he left. I was thrilled. He asked if I'd like to talk about it with him at his house that night. I said absolutely. When I got to his place, I realized right away that there was a total quid pro quo type of thing in the works. Yes, he'd make sure I officially became a full-time waitress. He promised that while stroking my thigh, though, and that's when I realized what was happening. Yes, I did it. Keep in mind, I never felt threatened or pressured. I wanted the promotion. He wanted sex, and I was okay with that. Did it make me feel a little dirty? Definitely, but it was actually a really fun night that I don't regret. Was it worth it? Absolutely. At the time I was barely able to pay my bills. I was literally living paycheck to paycheck. In the 2+ years since, I've managed to save a pretty decent amount of money. When it's not killing me, I like the work too. But if I'd had to wait for that promotion, especially after that GM left, it would have probably been months before I became a full-time waitress. There's no way I would have been able to manage that, and I'd have probably ended up getting a different job. So yeah, I was happy with the results. Best comment of the day. It was the middle of winter at around midnight. My boyfriend at the time had a really old car. We were driving around looking for a place to have sex, and we hear someone yell outside. So we go further down the street. So we get to it in his backseat. The backseat folds down and connects with his trunk. So his top half is in the trunk, and I'm on top. About 10 minutes in, we see lights outside the fogged up windows. It was the cops. I didn't have time to get dressed. They asked what we were doing. He says, "Oh, I'm just cleaning my windows." Well, turns out the yelling from before was a dude telling his kids to go inside. He thought we were drug dealers and called the cops. Super awkward. Super awful, but one of my favorite stories to tell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.